Spillwords.com presents Paveglia, written by Emma Wells. The Black Death sent me to an island, ostracized from Venetians. Nobody cared for anything but prevailing life. Our kind, the cursed, were left to dwindle as charred hearts of fires, shrinking to forgettable ash. A crude hospice now bears empty, echoic rooms. Ivy vines itself along exposed bricks, unspooling fleshy green membranes across faceless walls. Sometimes I rock on a disused bed, from which handcuffs and quietening instruments haunt from crumbling cupboards. Tools to suppress agonies of the sick and dying. Shackled here, I bend with tidal waters, unraveling stored emotions as lined jam jars on the shoreline, spilling empty. Each one houses a different century of my endless, corded misery. I'm a water-filled noose. By day, I scour shallow waters, casting glassed eyes to Venice. A long-ago home that shifts, untouchable as a mirage. It hides from outreached hands, fearful of contagion that haunts my spectral fingertips. Fueled by tendrils of pain, I sew by night. Black cotton unspools like the Black Death itself, weaving tight patterns to my conscious needle. Silently, lost to unhallowed ground, I weave the darkest tapestries. Hollow-eyed women and men stare out, wearing obsidian crosses. I've stitched each mouth tightly shut, so I don't hear screams. When I've been reckless or bored in the past, sometimes, I pulled the stitches loose, and hellish wails broke forth. After learning my lesson, I closed the other mouths permanently shut, working my silver-steeled needle along hollow gapes. Wide O's belonging to the dead, plague victims, the insane and tortured from ill-practiced lobotomies. I have seen it all, cavernous depths of tragic endings. Hundreds of years swim by. I have heard their merry din as lives unravel on the mainland. Young girls become mothers, then grandmothers and great-grandmothers, whilst I'm chained by ghostly handcuffs that will never unlock. The key is thick with lobster-hued rust, lost in thick, muddy seabeds, where versions of me whisper my forgotten name. Once, I stitched my own lips, copying the pitch-black tapestry of asylum inmates. Then I became one of them. Again, a sheep in a countless, same-faced herd. Yet, I refuse to give up my loose threads of autonomy. Storm sky ribbons are my only hope even when God's eyes have closed upon me. Dim-witted travelers try to visit, claiming fame on Instagram with ill-matched photos of Paveglia. Over centuries, not one has survived an endless night. Sick fancies besiege my mind, and I toy with them as puppets on strings. Eyeing body parts that I can stitch shut with my timeless needle. On this very night, a young man arrives. Alone, a singular traveler. Perhaps he has come to find me, or to dismiss myths as mere whispers, unholy and unfounded. My long skirts and high-collared dress ensnare him as a nursing mother. He discerns my femininity as weakness, allowing himself to get too close. Taking my chimera of a hand in his, he begs for the truth. An explanation of the island's history, who I was, and why after so many years, I still glide this isle. Dilated eyes widen in star-lit streams of moonlight as he bores into my soul, searching for answers, answers rooted in 1345. The year I was exiled, to these beautiful yet corrosive backwaters. Are you evil? He dares to question. Why does your soul linger here? Follows, as part of his impertinent probing of a husk of a woman. Long dried and empty. I let him encircle me, setting instruments of light at his feet. A torch, he informs me as he swings nocturnal light, in and out of dripping shadows, irritating my ill-kept composure. Are you not frightened? I ask, for if you are not, then shine your light on my face, I request. A wan, wasted, and moth-eaten face turns to greet him. One devoured by plague swellings. Each bursts forth with centuries-old blood and pus, coursing down the remnants of a face. The face of a dead woman as she was when she died here in 1375, carelessly tossed to perdition. Terrified, finally, by the exposure of my true visage, he stumbles backwards, falling into soulless waters. Spluttering, coughing fast, he thrashes in a dark broth of misfortune. Waters, where even fish fail to swim, intrepid of the glinting steel of my sewing needle. They know, too well, I will happily stitch their silver-scaled mouths perpetually shut, let them flounder to a slow death. As the unknown traveler kicks and toils, aiming to climb back into his fishing boat, I perform my last act. With my needle floating in midair, lacing under my direction, with thickened cords of sable silk, I unleash his doom. Moving merely the tip of one pointed finger, I direct the needle, up and down, shuttering his lips sealed, with a somber weave. Transfixed by fear, his eyes bulge, strain, fighting hard to combat me, not allowing himself to be easy prey. Yet, I'm a honed professional, having done this countless times before. You knew this would happen, yet you came anyway. Boyish fool, I inform him, sick of his human presence upon this isle, disturbing my ragged sense of sanctity. Unable to speak, he thrashes in suffocating waters, endeavoring to swim to his fishing boat, bobbing as a lifeline on the surface. Leaving him to suffer, I decide to bind his hands and feet like an accused witch, unraveling more black webbed net. He begins to drown, entombed by glooming silk as a funereal shroud. I turn to leave, to gather once more with the dead, branded with sewed mouths and hearts. All is silence in my cast net. He eyes me as I trail back to my hospital asylum bed, rotting with age and tainted by unholy medical practices to the long afore living. Two unspooling bobbins of inky cotton extend from my hands as spinnerets, releasing lethal silk. Empty cotton reels fall behind me, death toll bells, that carry my thwarted spirit as pallbearers, back into the maddening, diseased heart of Paveglia. Series navigation. Please leave this field empty, never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts, Emma Wells. Emma is a mother and English teacher. She has poetry published with various literary journals and magazines. She enjoys writing flash fiction and short stories also. Emma won Wingless Dreamer's Bird Poetry Contest of 2022, and her short story entitled Virginia Creeper was selected as a winning title by Write Fluence Singles Contest in 2021. Recently, she won Dipity Literary Magazine's 2024 Best of the Net nominations for fiction with her short story entitled The Voice of a Wildling. Her first novel is entitled Shelley's Sisterhood, which is due to be published in late 2023. Latest posts by Emma Wells. See all. Paveglia. October 31, 2024 Anne Boleyn. September 15, 2024 Black Ribbons. June 25, 2024 This publication is part 116 of 116 in the series 13 Days of Halloween.